said Hakim was amongst the maraji that was standing against the oppression in Iraq especially. Of course, his activities was not limited only to Iraq. He was worrying about Shia community all over the world.
When we study his lifestyle, we see he was really capable of teaching advanced level. Why? Because he was given this chance to revise the book of Mustamsak al-Urwat al-Wuthqa. By whom? By the grand Ayatollah Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and jurists, especially the Shiite ones, all across the Nation of Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mahdavi, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
So for today's discussion, let's continue it on the scholarly life of Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim, one of the greatest maraji in the country Iraq and the Shiite world. On September 3rd, 2021, we missed this outstanding man, this outstanding Shia maraji among the most outstanding students of Sayyid al-Khoi. Let's get to the scholarly life of this man, Sheikh Ziyaniya. What details can you give us about him?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim was amongst the first figures that we mentioned regarding the scholarship in fiqh and usul in Iraq.
Yes.
He was amongst the students of late marhum Khoui,
yes,
rahmatullah alayh. And after the demise of late marhum Khoui, the position of marja'iyat was mentioned for marhum Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim. And, you know, maybe it's interesting for us that some of his books was produced in prison.
Oh.
You know, while he was in prison, he decided to compile and write some books. Of course, he didn't have access, yes, to, you know, to the sources and to the resources. So he just, relying on his mind, oh, decided to write some books. That amongst this book is Al-Muhkam fi Usul al-Fiqh. Of course, he completed this book after coming out from prison.
That's
but
right.
The idea of the writing this book and some other books came to his mind while he was in prison for 8 years.
8 years by Saddam Hussein Abbas regime.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, so Saddam Hussein, the chief of the Ba'ath regime of the time of Iraq, decided to hold a seminar and invited all the scholars in Iraq, amongst which was Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim, rahmatullah alayh, and he didn't participate in that seminar.
Yes. As even a sign of opposition to Saddam,
yes,
Hussein.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes. They threatened him.
Yes.
And they said that if you do not participate, we will put problems on your way. But he insisted on not participating in that, you know, gathering.
Yes.
And the gathering was to give mashru'iyat and legitimacy to the government of Saddam.
Yes.
That's why he didn't participate in that program. And, you know, he was to back the government of Iran that on those times,
yes,
was the, you know, government that was defending Shia school,
yes,
of thought against the Ba'ath regime.
Yes.
So Ayatollah Hakim was amongst the four main scholars in Najaf that when you want to mention the great scholars of Najaf, one of them is Sayyid al-Sistani, hafadahullah,
yes,
Ayatollah Bashir al-Najafi, and Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim. These are the great figures here.
Yes.
So one of the most important points regarding his personality that is based on the, you know, scholarship personage,
yes,
is that Ayatollah Hakim was one of the defenders of muqavamat,
mm-hmm,
defensive of Shiites in Iraq.
Yes.
You know, if a prominent scholar stands for the people who are fighting against oppression, This is completely different with the situation that someone who is not a prominent one, he is just talking about the issue and yes. no one listens to him.
No practical yes. yeah, no encounter.
For example, after the attack of ISIS, we all yes. are aware of the famous fatwa of Sayyid Sistani Hafizahullah yes. regarding jihad.
Yes.
And Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim was amongst those scholars who backed this yes. fatwa.
Very good.
And they said that we all back Sayyid Sistani and yes. we are defending those people who participate in this, you know, al-Hashd al-Sha'bi and stand against the yes. ISIS in the
That's
battle.
All right. Thank you very much. Truly a practical marja who is concerned with all the socio-political and religious affairs of the society. And this is what the, we can say, the Muslim community and the Shia community expect from the Maraja, you know, to be active in the society and to be concerned with the affairs of the people. Alhamdulillah, this is so in the Islamic seminaries of Qom, Najaf, Mashhad, and Karbala. And we could see the students, you know, and the next generation of this Maraja and their roles in nurturing the students and the people. Let's get to the other works of Sayyid al-Hakim, Sheikh Mahtavi. Can you name some of them for us?
Yes, sir. A lot of works, more than 24 titles have been authored by late Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Sayyid al-Hakim. And this is because of his talent in the fiqh and usul. This is mentioned that when he was 32... he reached the level that he was teaching advanced level of fiqh usul, which is called Dars Kharij Fiqh Usul. And we know that not every talibe can be qualified of this level to teach such advanced level of fiqh usul when he is 32 years old.
You said kharij. What is kharij?
Advanced level of...
No, what is this term kharij?
Kharij means that they are not taking one book and start teaching from one book.
Okay.
They are putting one... Actually, they are focusing on one subject and then they are trying to have a comprehensive discussion over that subject based on different books and different ulamas.
So this is out of
yes.
The ordinary yes. classified routine.
Yes.
Is it?
Texts.
Textbooks. So according to the personal reasoning, they have to deduct something, okay?
Yeah.
So that's why it is called kharij, which means out.
Yeah, actually they are...
Or outside of something. Yeah, okay.
They have reached a level that they themselves can extract the ruling.
The ruling.
They do
That's
not
right.
follow one single book.
Okay.
Whatever he says
okay.
Pertaining the subjects, they follow it. No. So, and they teach the students. No. They give their focus on the subject and
yes.
then trying different
yes.
views over that thing.
So this kharij here means, does that mean foreign?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay.
Or overseas.
Overseas. That's
nothing
right.
to do with overseas.
Okay. That's right.
When we study his lifestyle, we see he was really capable of teaching advanced level. Why? Because he was given this chance to revise the book of Mustamsak al-Urwat al-Wuthqa by whom? By the Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not because of being relative to Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim to be given this position, because we all are aware of the great students of Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim.
That's right.
So among all students, this is the only personality who is given this chance to revise Mustamsak al-Urwa that we know of the place of this book among the library of Shia fiqh.
That's all right.
Among his other works, we have to mention a voluminous book in Usul al-Fiqh, 6 volumes.
Yes.
Which is called Al-Muhkam fi Usul al-Fiqh, another book that our dear brother mentioned that he actually authored this book when he was in the prison, mm-hmm. is another book with respect to the subject of Usul, Al-Kafi fi Usul al-Fiqh, and his commentary on Minhaj al-Salihin, 19 volumes.
Okay.
And besides teaching Usul al-Fiqh and Fiqh, we see that he also is teaching Tafsir al-Quran and also his known of teaching
That's
Akhlaq.
Right. Okay. Sheikh Ziyaniya, we have Fiqh and we have Usul. What is Usul al-Fiqh? I mean, is this the combination of the two or no? It's a separate discussion.
We may say that these two are completing each other, especially Usul al-Fiqh. Usul al-Fiqh are al-Qawa'id and Usul that yes. are implemented in Fiqh to deduce and to find the rulings and fatwa. For example, you need to find fatwa and the hukm regarding the issue of, for example, riba, usury.
Yes.
You need to refer to rivayat.
Yes.
And ayat, the verses of Quran and ahadith. But how to refer to these texts?
Oh.
Here, usul al-fiqh, that are the rules and, basis and qawa'id for this referring are helpful and will assist you to, derive out the fatwa from the original texts.
That's all right. Sayyid al-Hakim was a famous, we can't say scholar in this field, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And he had good students regarding this. You know, being a good teacher will give good students also.
Yes.
So one of the very prominent students of Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim is Sheikh Muhammad Baqir al-Irawani.
Yes.
That was a prominent scholar in Qom, and now he left to Iraq and he is now living in Najaf.
Yes.
And his, teaching nowadays in Najaf is one of the most famous ones.
I mean, I've heard that it's been welcomed by so many seminary students and number of the people participating in his classes.
Yes.
Yes.
And, this scholar, Sheikh Muhammad Baqir al-Irawani, has compiled and, has authored some, great books regarding Usul al-Fiqh and al-Fiqh.
I think he needs one separate program.
Yes.
And
yes,
the
yes.
teacher, we have to get into the
so
new generation.
So he is one of the students of Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim. And another student of him is Hussein Faraj Imran al-Qatifi, that was from Hijaz. And he is a prominent scholar nowadays there. And another one is Sayyid Abdul Razak al-Hakim, that was his brother.
Yes.
And unfortunately, he passed away after some years, that he was released from the prison of Saddam. He, passed away in a doubtful way. So, and I also should mention this, that there is a software made by Noor Software Organization in Iran, in Qom.
Yes.
That have compiled all the, works of late Ayatollah Hakim. 38 titles in 65 volumes are gathered in this software.
Yes.
And the subject of the books are fiqh, usul al-fiqh, al-aqa'id, and the Islamic teachings.
That's all right.
So if people want to refer to this software, they may get benefit from it.
And the works of also other scholars, whole Islamic worlds, this Noor, we can say, center, the Computer Noor Center placed in the city of Qom, is really doing a great work of making, all these books into the software. And, especially for researchers all across the world of Islam, it made it very much easy in order to reach the outstanding resources of the Muslim and the Shiite worlds. Also, his fatwa regarding the new problems of the modern world, like cloning, like cyberspace and computers, were famous. I mean, Sayyid al-Hakim's fatwas.
He was amongst those scholars that was worried regarding new, and modern issues.
Yes.
And give some fatwa regarding these issues. And, of course, some of his fatwa was, novel and unique.
Yes.
But we should refer to the, reason that he is giving.
Yes.
And this is a norm in Hawza, that if a person is giving new ideas, there must also give a new reasons for it.
That's
you just not accept fatwa, in Darsul Kharij in high level, studies. So, but yeah, he was involved in modern issues regarding cloning, as you mentioned, regarding some issues regarding fiqhul mughtaribin. That means
which is what
fiqh for people who are living in Western countries.
Fiqhul
Mughtaribin.
That's
right. So that's
the fiqh, which is for the people and the Muslims or the Shiites living in the Western world.
Yes.
Which have so many problems, have so many doubts and questions.
Yeah. In other words, Shia or Muslim people who are living in non-Muslim countries.
Non-Muslim lands, that's right.
So they have, their own problems, they have their own issues. So
that's right.
Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim was a person who was thinking about them. And
that's why we are saying
that he was a practical, a marja of practice.
That's all right.
So he was worried regarding them and, wrote a book regarding these issues and mentioned his fatwa in that book.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Ziaidian, Sheikh Mahdavi. On September 3rd, 2021, just recently, this outstanding Marja, Shiite Marja in Iraq, passed away. He was taken into the city of Najaf and was buried in vicinity of the tomb of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the whole city of Najaf. May Allah bless his soul and may Allah protect all the generation of Maraja in the city of Iraq, especially Sayyid al-Sistani, over there in Iraq, the true protector of the Shia Islam over there. Thank you, my Sheikh Ziaidian, Sheikh Mahdavi, for presence in the program, The Teacher.
You're most welcome, brother.
Dear listeners, thank you much, too, for listening to us. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Visit our website at parstoday.com/yen, Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode and introducing another Shiite dignitary to you. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. معلم